First off, I want to talk about what took place this morning with Gene Smith being let go by Shad. I had a conversation with Shad this morning that took place. I'll say this about Gene. Our relationship was, there wasn't one as much as there is now when I got here, but there is one now. Very personable. Have a lot of respect for Gene, for the way he does things and the way he works and what he's left here to work with. And, he knows I've got a lot of respect for him, both professionally and personally, and I want him to know that thinking about him and his family, Debbie, and the girls, and I appreciate everything he did for this organization and for the staff and for these players. He's always looking out for people, making sure that they do things the right way, and that's why we got along as well as we did. On behalf of the season, I'll obviously disappointing season, much more disappointing than we had anticipated. I told the players that, again, this is a special group that was in that locker room, a team that literally laid it on the line for us every week, gave us a chance. We believed every week when we stepped on the field to win. And that's all you can ask. That's hard to do when you're not winning. For players to go out there and empty their tank week in and week out, and which they did all the way up until yesterday. I'm just disappointed for them that there was not more reward, more good times in the locker room afterwards, and weeks of having a win under their belt that just, it didn't happen. But it's certainly not a season I'm going to brush under the carpet, because it's a very memorable season on how a team came in and prepared every week, and I think our staff will support what I'm saying, that it was amazing how they came in and every week prepared and gave us a chance. And that's like I said, that's a hard thing in the NFL to do, so they can walk out of here with their heads up high. All we ask is that they do their best, and I think that's what this team and this organization and the city can be very proud of these players. They did an unbelievable job trying to win for this organization and this city. And so they can go home and get ready for this next season coming up. I told them it's like a play. Nothing we can do about the season. It's like a play or a game. You can't change what took place this season. All we can do is get prepared for the next one and learn from this one, and I think our guys will do that. I'd be glad to open up for questions.
Mike, do you expect to be the coach of the Jaguars?
It was a conversation about Gene's status. My status was not discussed, and I won't go into detail what was, but until I'm told otherwise, I'm the head coach of this team, yes.
You know how this works, so.
This time of the year, it's always the uncertainty. But we're going full speed ahead. We're starting our evaluations. I'm meeting with all the players as soon as I leave this press conference. I'm going to talk to them about a lot of things, in the short time I have with them. But I'm going to meet with every player, all the position coaches. I've met with their players, and we will start. The coaches are going to get some time off this week. They all need it. They all deserve it. And then we've got a schedule of evaluation starting, and we are doing that full speed ahead.
Mike, how do you not ask about your stats? You've got to meet, given that you got fired.
I just figured if that would be something that Shad would bring up. I'm not going to talk about what was brought up other than, I was informed of Gene this morning.
Shad makes the move when the general manager, Mike, doesn't say anything to you, but you're aware that obviously the GM and the coach are pretty well linked, and Gene, in essence, hired him. I mean, Shad leaned on him and said, "This is our guy."
Well, I think a lot of people thought that Gene and I had a relationship prior to my hiring of here. Not any more than I have with a lot of people in the National Football League. Like I said, my relationship is very strong with Gene right now after working with him for a year. But I report to Shad just as Gene reports to Shad and just as Mark Lamping reports to Shad. So it, wherever the tie-in it can be put, whatever, we work closely side by side with each other, myself and Gene and or whoever the next GM is.
But in Buffalo, when they brought in a new person to run the football side, you decided that it wasn't a good fit for you.
That was a different situation there. That was a different situation.
So will you also assess the fit here for yourself?
There are a lot of things that took place in Buffalo, and that was not the one
okay,
sole.
So
that was a different situation, Sam.
Just to be clear, you were not given any indication one way or another where you were remaining the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars going forward in 2015.
Again, like I said, I am moving forward as the head coach until I'm told otherwise, and I think.
No assurances that you're going to be the head coach.
I know I wasn't told I wasn't going to be. If that's an insurance, then I'll take it as one.
Mike, you said a lot this year that we're closer than people think, and some people scoffed at you when you said that. But can you point to teams like Indy and Washington and Minnesota who were drafting the same place you were back in April and now in the playoffs, say, hey, we're one good offseason away?
Well, they're good examples. Indy, obviously, is a good example from what they did. I mean, that turned around rather quickly. You'd like that to be the case. That's our intent, obviously. We've got to draft the right people and hopefully get some guys back healthy that we didn't have all year this year. But the intent is to do that, and there's examples at least I can use to go, hey, look at what took place. And that's just this year. That's every year that takes place. Somebody comes from the depths of where we are and rebounds. But we are close. I mean, look at up until we had 6 minutes in that game where they scored four touchdowns on us. Up until that, we were doing a lot of good things that, again, will not be looked upon as positives. But in our mind, those are things that we're capable of doing. Wait, and if we can get back some people and add some new people, new faces, we are closer than people think.
You have a quarterback on the roster right now who you can win with next year?
Yes.
Either one? Would they compete? Where would it stand?
What I told them was, and I've told every position this that I've talked to, and I've talked to a number of players already. I started last Thursday, was once we get back to work after this week, we will go back and do a fair evaluation as we do every year of every player and look back at it and look at it very intently of what do we do good, not just them, but what about us. But it'll definitely be looking at that position and see what gives us our best chances to win. And unfortunately, some of that happened during the year. We had to make some switches at a lot of positions that we didn't feel like we were getting the production. But this now allows us to spend more time and make sure we're making the right decisions.
Mike, you'll take some time to evaluate the players beginning next week, you said?
Yes.
And then when do you evaluate your staff and yourself?
Daily, or do that all the time.
But is there a time where you literally focus, okay, let's just...
Yeah, I want to... I definitely... We're going to do it with the players. I'm going to do it with my staff. I'm always definitely never satisfied with what I'm doing, good or bad. That's kind of the way I've always approach things. But, after a long season, you hate to make rash decisions immediately because it is a pretty strenuous time, those months of all the way up until today. I mean, I know guys are tired. Everybody is in the league feels that way. But you can make some decisions that aren't very good right now. And I think all of us, including myself, need a little time away and take a step back and look at the picture from outside the organization right now. So that'll be done.
Have you talked to your assistants about what happened to Gene? Have they expressed any concerns to you about their future?
No, I spoke with, as soon as I talked to Gene as well. I talked to Gene and Shad, and I did talk to the assistants. I try to keep them informed of anything that I felt like is important to them. I know there's a lot of questions out there. I know there's a lot of reports wherever they come from. And so I try to keep them up to date exactly what is really happening within the organization. And they're very clear what's going on right now. And understand they're going to meet with the players and get some time off and get ready to go back and start a business when they get back.
Going into August, there was this wave of momentum and positive energy around here. Can you pinpoint where this kind of all went wrong? I mean, I know there's a lot of things that you said that you've never even seen before, but...
Well, it's been the whole year how things have just taken place that... And it's been a lot of them. It's been one play in a game that we just, for some reason or another, couldn't overcome. And that's been really the case all year long. Yesterday just happened to be a number of them in a row that sealed our season. And but not one particular thing that said this was not going to be a good year.
Coach, you've had about a year now to kind of get used to coaching the team at Jacksonville. You've seen what it's like. You know, the players. You've got to know the talent. I guess what have you kind of taken away from the experience, and you know, what are you going to maybe do a little bit differently next year?
Well, I know this team a lot better this year, this time right now, than I did a year ago. Obviously, I know each player. I know the staff better. There's some of the coaches I worked with I haven't worked with before. I know a lot of things much better, much more. I feel like. Obviously better this time of the year than last year, where there's a lot of unknown. You get evaluations, you hear people talk about players and coaches, and until you're around them and you spend a lot of time with them, do you have a fair evaluation of those guys? And that will help us move forward.
Going back to the quarterback, where does that position stand right now, as the years
come close? Well, Chad obviously finished off, when I made the change during the year with Chad at the time, it was based on performance of the Texans game. And again, Blaine's injury. Blaine had a couple injuries that he fought through. But, again, I'm not going to go in and say this guy is the starter, this guy is this or that. I'm not going to do that at any position right now until I sit back and really look at everything they did from A to Z.
Why you say there's a quarterback on the roster you can win with? When you look at your whole roster, do you already have some specific ideas of what you'd like to acquire in the offseason to make this team better?
I do, and without talking about them, I do.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean,
already do. Already.
It's not like you're saying, hey, I'm just going to revamp the whole roster.
No, we have. I know I've had discussions with Gene. I had him before. I've had him this morning. I've had him with Shad. I've had him with our staff. Yes, we have ideas what, again, based on being here a year now, what we need to do to improve.
You talked about your relationship with Gene growing. Did you ever feel pressure to try to help him save his job? He was under tremendous scrutiny from day one when you arrived here.
I think everybody, it's like I tell the players, everybody just do their job. you start to try to do those things, try to – do anything else but your job, I think it can affect you. I don't feel like I was doing that. We could communicate like we did. on and off the field, I think, I didn't know his family like I know it now. So I know what he's going through right now. It's not a good time in his life. And because he takes a lot of pride in what he did, and he's been here a long time. Obviously he's been here since the start, and that's, I feel for him.
Kind of alluded to this a minute ago, but I mean, the rash of the ankle and leg injuries in the preseason of that nightmare 6 minutes you talked about yesterday, it always seemed like no matter what blueprint you tried to draw up, that some Mack truck was coming to blindside you. Did you ever kind of get like a Wile E. Coyote sense of fatalism, like, oh God, what's coming next, or what did I do to deserve this maybe?
No. No, I never thought that. I wish we had a little more luck on our side, because I think winning in this league, it takes some luck. But I can't see anywhere where we had it very much this whole year. I thought yesterday may have been one of those times where we had a couple of dropped interceptions and we had a couple of great plays made, and I thought, hey, this is finally going to be a day we can at least step away from the season and feel good about ourselves, but obviously not the case.
Mike, there was a report about analytics recently that mentioned that that the Jaguars are an organization that are working with a Division I NCAA team who greatly reduced their soft tissue injuries by changing some of their off-season programs. Is that true? And although I know you can't say who it is that something that you want to address in this off-season?
Well, we've had, you know, before even we got here last year, the number of injuries, number of them soft tissue. You know, we've for some reason or another, we've had a number of them. We had many more injuries than I anticipated this year that we're constantly trying to improve that. But there's one thing that's 2 years in a row now. We've had some things going on here that we got to just figure out a way to – there's not an actual – this is a reason we can fix it. We got to figure out what it is and why we're experiencing the injuries we are, especially with the feet that we've had.
Guys in the locker room a few minutes ago, what was the sense? Was it kind of, was there a sense of, helplessness, you know, there was nothing we could do, or was it, as you said, kind of came down to, a couple of plays and just, didn't maybe go your way?
I think they've seen the same things we've seen. They, from the frustrating moments we've had during the games, some of the things that have happened, they've seen them. I remind them. I don't have to. They see them like I do. They also see that if they prepare like they have, that we do have a chance no matter who's playing. I mean, we had a number of guys playing in their first NFL games, and I'm very proud of them for what they stepped up. But they, everybody in there knew we were playing who we were playing with and still felt like we had a chance to win. I mean, I think that's the way they feel right now. So if we can get some people back and we can improve our roster with some additions. I think they see that if they come in here and work like they did, we have a chance.
How would you monitor the chemistry and data?
Well, Maurice is going back to UCLA to finish up his school work there. He cannot transfer credit, so we've got somebody out there that'll be working with Maurice out there. So we'll be in constant contact. Our weight program is similar out there, so we're comfortable with him being out there doing that. I admire him for going back to school and trying to finish up. And with Blaine, same thing. We'll have somebody there that can monitor him. We'll be constantly in contact with him with their rehab.
What about the guys with the
Some of them are going home. We'll just stay monitored with them, but you know, a lot of the guys live here as well.
Give us a couple guys this year who were pleasant surprises for you and being in the Miami Heart of 2014, and a couple of things you thought you'd be able to do that for one reason or didn't work out.
Cecil Shorts comes to mind. Cecil, I'm disappointed he didn't get the 1,000 yards.
I didn't do this.
No, Cecil definitely comes to mind. I thought Justin Blackman got better and better and better. I'm starting to see the confident guy that I saw in film in college where he just feels like, throw me the ball, I can make the play. So you're talking about two young receivers that a year ago at this time we were wondering what we had at that position. I think we got a chance to grow from there. Defensively, Russell Allen to be thrown into the mix as a starting linebacker for us when Clint Sessions and Darryl couldn't come back and to play at the level he did. I thought he improved and got better the whole year. I mean, it was impressive to watch him and still be somewhat of a factor on special teams when we had to have him. I thought Chris Brzezinski at the end of the year helped us. I mean, I thought he improved and got better when we had some injuries there. But you're talking about some young guys that had to step up and fill some roles, big roles, and I think they did.
Like, how many assistant coaches don't have contracts as of the end of January?
None.
They're all including the head, they're all 20 years.
Coach, if you were a general manager brought in here, would you be more likely to look at circumstances, the injuries, the first year coach, would you be willing to give the current coach the benefit of the doubt, or would you be more likely to look at the black and white results and be more likely to make a change?
I think you look at everything. You have to look at and that's your role anyhow. I mean, you look at everything from A to Z in the organization, and again, I'm not sure that's how that's going to operate, because I know that you know, I didn't report to Gene, I reported to Shad, so it's not like I don't know how this is going to work, to be honest with you.
You don't know whether you will be kept or let go by the owner or the new GM.
I know I answered a shot, and I have from day one, and I will continue to do that. And one thing I did with, I always stayed in touch with Shad weekly to give him updates, and that won't stop. Communication is very good there. But I think, you know, again, I hate to speak on anybody else's behalf of what they're going to do when they come in here, other than I just hope they do their job like everybody else in here has been doing.
About your relationship with Gene and the way that grew and the way your respect for him grew and how you got to know him. About your relationship with Shad from day one to now?
It's good. You know, I can see why he's had the success that he's had. He's learned a lot about this league. I mean, a lot about it, how things work, about the emotions of the game, how exhausted he is after games like other people are, watching how the momentum and things can change so dramatically in a moment's notice, and how exhausting it is. Very competitive, which doesn't surprise me.